Calm has returned to Ekunfiye Sacho in the central region, where four people were accidentally shot dead during the firing of musketry at the coronation of a new chief, Nana Esel. A retired police officer, Anthony Forson, was reportedly reloading a musket after it failed to fire the first time. Unfortunately, it went off, killing the four instantly and injuring another. An elder of the town, Kwabna Chirebua, told Radio Ghana that the families of the deceased and the entire community are taking the matter coolly and are treating it as a clear case of accident. The retired police officer based in Accra, who travelled home to spice the ceremony with his artistry in musketry, has since been taken into police custody in Salt Pond. Ibisiya Payne Chirebua spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
The person is inspiration of Chief of Ekunfiye Sacho, that is Odikru. And that afternoon, we started the whole issue. And when the situation is on, I was not there. So it's somebody who narrates the story to me. And I went there. So I saw five people lying down. So I asked the one who is behind them. Then he said, it's somebody who incidentally shot a gun. That caused the whole issue.
And then how is the place now? How are the residents coping with the situation?
Oh, this moment, the situation is very calm because everybody seems to be cooperating with the chief and the community, comprising the one who fired the gun.
What about the family of the people who were killed?
We are all cooperating because in the night, we went there to console with them.
And what was their reaction?
They accept our invitation and everything goes on successfully.
But why is the suspect and the man who shot, where is he now?
He's now at police custody, at cell phone.
But were you able to speak to him as to what really happened?
No. I went there yesterday, but the police commander didn't allow us to talk to him.
But we understand that he's a retired police officer and he's very good in firing of musketry.
Anyway, yes.
He's good in the art.
The man is... He is good. He is not drinker. He didn't drink any alcohol.
An elder of Ekunfiye Sacho, Kwabna Chirebua, talking to Bubu Klinogo. The Southbound Police Commander, DSP David Ann Ashong, told newsmen that checks show that Mr. Forson's gun has been licensed and he has permit to use it. He however indicated that a docket on the case will be sent to the Attorney General's Department for advice. Our correspondent in the central region, Kingsley Nanabuidu, is on the line to update us on the situation. So, Kingsley, what is the latest on this issue?
Well, good afternoon. The latest is that the central regional minister, Dr. Samuel Sapon, and the regional security council, that's the RESED, have just visited the community, especially the family members who lost their children and their families, and have expressed their condolences to them. What is happening is that the people, the families of the dead, are requesting that the police release the bodies up to them, because Ekunfiye happens to be a Muslim community, and they are saying that their rules and regulations, it is expected that they bury the dead instantly. But the police is also saying that until the bodies are taken to the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital for autopsy to be conducted on them, they can't release it. This is what probably the minister and the DCEs and other security people concerned are looking at. And that is what they are saying. They should go to the Cape Coast Teaching Hospital before anything is done. But the Central Regional Minister has also directed the police that the shooting of live bullets during such events need to be seriously looked at, because during this event, what we know is that like gunpowder is what is expected to be used, and even our law does not permit live bullets being used at such events. So the police and force should be quite keen on some of these things so far as security is concerned. One of the widow of one of the victims who happens to be Esi Obakan, the husband is Nyago, and we have six children, so they are requesting that government or whoever is concerned should take care of the children for them, and again the pregnant woman who probably is left with a few months to be delivered. So this is what is actually new there. But there's calm there, everything is cool, and the people have taken the situation, as you rightly said, as an accident, and are hoping that things go the way they want it, so far as they, as Muslims, they are concerned.
All right, thanks, Kingsley Nanabuedu. We thank you for the information. That was our Central Regional Correspondent, Kingsley Nanabuedu, on the latest on the accidental firing of musketry at Ekunfe Sacher.